translation. O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sankarshan, the origin of creation, and you are Vasudev, the origin of the Chaturvyuha. Because you are everything and are therefore the Supreme Brahman, we simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Instead of trying to understand Krishna in detail, it is better to offer our respectful obeisances unto him. For he is the origin of everything and he is everything. Because we are covered by the material modes of nature, he is very difficult for us to understand unless he reveals himself to us. Therefore, it is better for us to acknowledge that he is everything and offer obeisance unto his lotus feet. Om Agyanatimidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastarya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Charu Swaminiti Namine. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastarya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaste Satarine. Vancha Kalpatupascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. In accordance to the table of contents, the verses from 32 down to 38 are entitled Krishna Exists Before the Creation. If you refer to the contents at the front, I don't have the book. I may not need it. And many of the devotees over the years when lecturing on these verses from 32 to 38 have one thing in mind, that Krishna is very difficult for us to understand unless he reveals himself to us. This is what's mentioned in the purport as well. I was just going through, you know, the modern age is so good, you could go back to several years of devotees giving classes on this verse, and I found one 12 years ago. And again, the theme was very much, you know, the Lord is difficult to understand. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that there are a total of 335 chapters. 18,000 verses, which many devotees know. I mean, not each and every verse, but they know that there are 18,000 verses. But that there are 335 chapters, and 90 of those chapters, Prabhus, is the 10th canto. Now that's a substantial amount, 25 to 30-odd%, the 10th canto. Now this 10th chapter, out of the 90 chapters, describes how Krishna broke the twin Arjun trees. And it really is a fascinating pastime, especially during the month of Kartik. The sons of Kubera, Nala Kubera and Manigriva, were great devotees of Lord Shiva. But because of the material opulence, because their father is Kubera, exceptionally opulent, even Ravan had the audacity to steal the ultimate war machine, the Pushpaka Viman, from Kubera. He entered Alkapuri and just took it away, thinking that he'll be victorious. So the sons of Kubera, exceptionally materially opulent. And they became so extravagant and senseless that one day, as we know, they were enjoying with the ladies. And to their good fortune, Devarishi Narada appears suddenly and ultimately blesses them. Now, although the twin trees had been standing for some 20,000 years before Krishna appears there and does what he does, 20,000 odd earth years they'd been standing there, mighty trees in Vrindavan. The whole of Vraj could see them. But they were recently, according to the Bhagavatam here, they were recently taken out by the Lord. And they're named Arjuna, Arjun, Yamala Arjun. The Brajbasis were so attached to them because they were giving so much shelter that one of the gopas, the friends of Krishna, his name is Arjun. So they named the trees after him. He may have been attached to them, playing underneath them, because when they are growing, they're both sharing the same roots. And they grow in a cross. They twine like this in a cross. It's like a cave, so it's wonderful for the boys to have an exciting adventure. X marks the treasure. Underneath, they all pass, and that's the treasure. So they were serving the Brajbasis for many, many years. So the Brajbasis then named them Yamala. Yamala meaning the twins. Krishna, however, when appeared, he had often gazed at them, but he wouldn't go out. From the palace, he would gaze and contemplate on them. He didn't at that point venture out. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire Damodar Lila. But has any one of you, Prabhus, read the Damodar Gnani by Shivaram Maharaj? Anyone had the opportunity to read? Wonderful, thank you very much. Mataji's any? Oh, it's a brilliant book. Immediately when I was given it, I literally studied it. There's so much detail and it's exceptionally relishable. Prior to that, for years, you know, every Kartik we're singing the Damodar Ashtakam. And in the early years, for me, it was an austerity. Quite honestly, it was austerity. You have to offer the candle. It's very much mechanical. And it's the same Leela. You know, you go through the translation day in, day out. You know the translation. It's a simple Leela. And when you pick up something like this literature, which gives you a lot more detail, it is so very, very fascinating, isn't it? Very fascinating. So, just to begin it, when Mother Yashoda successfully ties up Krishna after a big endeavor, she ties him up. And she ties him to the grinding mortar on the street outside, a public mortar, which everyone uses. Not the house one, because the house one, the Lord climbs on top of it and tries to grab the makhan, the butter. And then, of course, it collapses. He collapses with it, and the chamber becomes an absolute mess. When Mother Yashoda rushes down, catches him, he runs. Everywhere he runs, he makes a mess. those of you who have children, toddlers, you know, you leave them around, Yogi, you can vouch for this. You leave them and they make such a mess. And this is what the Lord did. So then Mother Yashoda thought, okay, this guy, I've got to really teach him a lesson. She finally grabs him, takes him out onto the street virtually, and there's a big grinding mortar there for the public to use, and she, after an endeavor, finally binds him. And then she leaves him because she knows that she's got to clear up the mess. The Lord has made the arrangement that there's no one really at home because Nandaraja has gone off early. Mother Rohini, Balaram, they're visiting relatives. So the Lord is thinking, okay, if I'm going to be bound today, I don't want any witnesses, especially from my household. This is what he's thinking. But then he's a public display because everyone comes there. All the Brajbasis are there. And eventually when he gets bound, Mother Yashoda leaves him. He's tied there. His friends appear. Shubal, Shridam. They all appear. And Krishna mentions to them, look, let's have a picnic later on. And they say, but you're bound. And they're literally in hysteria because they're thinking, what a shameful thing. Krishna has been tied up. But then the Lord says, look, let's have a picnic. You all go to your houses and get all the eatables. Get all the sandeshis, the sweetmeats and everything. Make sure you get plenty of Mother Kalanganath's Mangalati sweets. And if you have to steal them from the head pujari, make it so. Make sure you go to the bakery and get the cupcakes from Mother Ananda Vigraha. Because she makes wonderful cupcakes. And you have to steal them from the shop manager Purushottam, be it so, steal them. Go to the Goshala, because Mother Satya has been baking a lot. Get all the pizzas, all the bread, the herb bread, and collect it all and we'll have a fascinating picnic. Steal it. Bring it all. So off the boys go. They do their business. Then at a distance, the Lord sees the Yamala Arjun trees. And they are there majestically, so powerful, so tall. And he's thinking, okay, look, what am I going to do here? I don't want to be really tied up. So then he makes his move finally. Because he's been stuck there. He's actually quite tolerant. Because he's tolerated all this. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he tolerates. And then he makes his move. And as he makes his move, the grinding mortar starts to shake and topples. And rolls with him. And rolls such a way that it creates a path. The fencing is demolished because of the mortar. And a path is creating. And the Lord is crawling. Of course, he can run if he wants to. But he crawls. And he then is so fascinated by the trees and the two twin trees crossing that he wants to go underneath. And he enters underneath, and of course the grinding mortar is wedged between the two trees. For him, it's just a little tug. He tugs a little more, and the trees fall. And when they fall, a tumultuous sound, very huge sound is there. The Lord goes back and sees the falling of the trees, and he's quite happy. He chuckles. And that is when they begin, the twins, Nalakuvera, Managriva, they appear and they begin their prayers. The Lord's not really interested in their prayers because he's more fascinated with the grinding mortar. He kicks the mortar and the mortar acts like a yo-yo. You know when kids do the yo-yo business. It goes along the driveway, as it were, the pavilion, the vast pavilion, and then it winds up and comes back. And then he kicks it again, and it comes back. He's just interested in the grinding mortar. But here, the two demigods are offering elaborate prayers. So now to focus on today's verse. The chief quadruple expansions are named according to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha are called Prabhava Vilas. Now, when the Lord is two-armed or two-handed, he is known as Vaibhava Prakash. Vaibhava Prakash. And when he is four-handed, he is known as Prabhava Prakash. This is all according to the CC. Lord Balaram, we see, is a Vaibhava Prakash and is also manifested in the original quadruple expansions. He's the origin of the quadruple expansions. The first expansions of the Chaturvyuha, because here the expansions are mentioned, Chaturvyuha is mentioned, is truly, truly unique, the very first expansion. And these quadruple forms are the source of the unlimited quadruple forms. Unlimited forms. From the original quadruple forms, 24 forms are manifested. 24 forms. And they are called the Vaibhava Vilas. It's mentioned that Lord Krishna again expands. And within the Parayoma, the spiritual sky, he is situated in fullness as the four-handed Narayan, accompanied by the expansions of the original quadruple forms. Now, out of the Chaturvyuha, there are three expansions of each one. So from Vasudev, we have Keshava, Narayan, and Madhava. And then from Sankarshan, we have Govinda, not the original Govinda, not the Shamsundar Govinda who we refer to as Krishna, but Govinda, Madhusudan, and Vishnu. So Sankarshan is pretty important. From Prajumna, we have Tivikram, Vamandev, and Sridhara. And then from Aniruddha, we have Rishikesh, Padmanabha, and Damodar. Now, each of these 12, because there's 4 times 3 is 12, represents each month. And of course, Damodar represents Kartik. This is Damodar Leela. Now, there are 8 additional pastime expansions from the VSPA. I refer to them as the VSPA. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha. That's how you remember them. And they are Purushottam, Achyuta, Nrisinga, Janardhan, Hari, Krishna, Adokshaja, and Upendra. So, Prabhus, from 4, you have 12, and then you have 8, which means there are 24. And then you've got the Purusha avatars, and they're the lords of the universe, the KGK. Not the KGB, but the KGK. Karnadakshai, Garbhadakshai, and Shirodakshai. Of course, I like to refer to them as, Kirodakai. That's the Bengali. But this is the KGK, coming from ultimately Sankarshan. Now, it is indeed befitting for Srila Prabhupada in the purport to state, instead of trying to understand Krishna in detail, it is better to offer our respectful obeisance unto him. For he is the origin of everything, and he is everything. So to understand Krishna, because this in essence is the theme of these verses from 32 to 38, is indeed very difficult. Even for someone like the Supreme Lord Balaram. One time, Lord Balaram was supposed to be with Krishna on top of Govardhan Hill. They're meant to be grazing the cows. And as always, it's midday. The Lord does a disappearing act, which he's quite famous for, especially when there's work to do. And he disappears. It's midday. This is where you're meant to do the work, the morning part. And Balaram's thinking, where has this younger brother of mine disappeared to? So he goes, he climbs to the top part of Govardhan, and he searches. He's monitoring the entire area. And at a distance, he sees Krishna. And he sees many Krishnas. And they're all dancing. And he's thinking, hang on a minute. It's midday. The rasa dance is going on. This is meant to be nocturnal. And this guy's having fun at this time when we're meant to be working. So let me investigate further. Who's he dancing with? So he then climbs down and gets nearer and nearer to that place where they're all dancing. And he's puzzled, because he's accustomed to seeing Krishna expand again and again and to many Krishnas. And then he's thinking, who's he dancing with? And he notices the gopi he's dancing with. And then he's thinking, oh, they're probably all gopis. They're different. And then to his utter surprise, he's shocked, because he sees that it's just one gopi who has expanded herself into many to dance with the many Krishnas. Lord Balaram is trying to fathom this. And then he looks closer. Who is that gopi? None other than Srimati Radharani. Kijai. And he's thinking, who is this Radharani? I can just about understand my younger brother. But to understand Srimati Radharani, who is she? He then decides to understand her, I've got to know her. So he then decides to expand himself into the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, who is Ananga Manjari, just to be subservient to Srimati Radharani. In the Nectar of Devotion, the 47th quality of the Lord is all worshipable. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport here of text 33, just mentions that it is better to offer respectful obeisances unto the Lord. So the Lord is all worshipable. A person who is respected and worshipped by all kinds of human beings and demigods is called Sarva Aradhya. We know that Radha means the topmost worshipper. Sarva Aradhya means all worshipable. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna is worshipped by not only all the living entities, including the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, but also the Vishnu expansions, which we've just mentioned. They worship Krishna, the forms of Godhead, such as Baladev and Sesha, but he still accepts Krishna as worshipable. For Lord Balaram to accept Krishna as worshipable, that's quite unique. Now, in this prayer of 33, particularly by Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, the prayer states, you are Sankarshan, the origin of creation. जय श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की, जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, जय गोनिताय भगवान की, जय। यू आर संकर्षण द ओरिजिन ऑफ क्रिएशन, सो हु इज द कॉज ऑफ संकर्षण? आई आस्क द असेंबली ऑफ द Vaishnavas, who is the cause of Sankarshan? Thank you. Srinivas Prabhu mentions Balaram. And who is Lord Balaram? Who is he? You mentioned before, but then you said Balaram. Who is he? Lord Nityananda. Thank you, Bhakta Pradeep. Lord Nityananda. Nityanandam aham naomi, sarvananda karam param, harinama param devam avaduta shiromanim. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the awarder of the highest joy of all, the presiding deity of the holy name, and the crest jewel of all Paramahamsa mendicants. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita again, in the Adilila, the first chapter between texts 7 and 11 are most significant to our verse here today of 33. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at the age of 91, states these prayers. Beginning with the first text, he mentions, may Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan Sheshanag and the Vishnus who lie on the Karna ocean, the Garbha ocean, and the ocean of milk are his planetary portions and the portions of his planetary portions. This Prabhu is Nityananda. And then in text 8, he states, I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha, the VSPA. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. And then he mentions in text 9, I offer my full obeisance onto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karnadakshai Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. Text 11. I offer my full obeisances onto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhadakshai Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhadakshai Vishnu sprouts the lotus. That is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. And then the last verse stated by Kaviraj Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisance onto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirodakshai Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart. So having read these verses, Prabhus, I am of the humble opinion that we should change the name of our society, our movement. Instead of it being ISKCON, naturally we should name the International Society for Nityananda Consciousness. Is that not so? So together with your support, I'd like to approach the GBC and make my proposal. Let's rename ISKCON. For really we should be Nityananda conscious. For how can we approach Krishna? We have to approach Krishna via Gauranga Mahaprabhu. For how can we approach Gauranga Mahaprabhu? We have to approach Gauranga Mahaprabhu via Lord Nityananda. Is that not so? Am I not right? We are Rupanugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami, who is a follower of Srimati Radharani. We approach Srimati Radharani, do we not? We approach through Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So, Prabhus, I'd like some support from all of you. Let's have a petition. Right? Change the name. Of course not. I'll be mad. It's not questions right now. I'm still carrying on. The bell is still going on. Lord Nityananda, we know, is indeed a very stalwart Sankirtan devotee. He teams up with Lord Advaita because Gauranga Mahaprabhu forces Advaita Acharya that, look, you go with Nityananda and make sure he behaves. And go door to door, knock on all the doors, and when they open, you see the reaction of Nityananda Ram. You see the reaction. So the Lord is very enthusiastic, isn't it? We see in the CC. When he knocks on all the doors, he goes wild. And Lord Advaita, many a times, is thinking, he actually complains. He complains to Mahaprabhu that I can't do this. I can't go with him. He's such an avaduta. You know, he pushes me around. You know, what to speak of throwing rice at me all the time. When I try to feed him, he throws rice at me. Then when on Sankirtan, he pushes me around, he abuses me, calls me names, and you expect me to go with him. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, yes, you have to go and observe what happens. Because when each door is opened, each of the members who open those doors receive Krishna Prem instantly. So Mahaprabhu is guiding there, he's instructing, and Lord Nityananda is the door-to-door Sankirtan person. I remember when, during the campaign years, we used to do door-to-door Sankirtan. Of course, now it's seldom, very rarely. But during that time, we would knock on all the doors. And I think it was Christmas Marathon 1991, I was abandoned in Crawley. Just myself and Prajumna Prabhu were covering the entire Crawley. And in the daytime, what we would do is go to the nearby library and get the names and addresses and make sure that these are the Gujarati names, because that's what we were after, because of. So I knocked on one door. And to my utter surprise, there was a fancy dress party going on. And I was literally pulled in. And there were so many people. Not Gujaratis, knocked on the wrong door. There was a nice fancy dress party going on, everyone dressed. And they thought that I was a member of the party, dressed in, you know, dhoti kurta, as a Hare Krishna monk. And I had to remind them, like, no, I'm actually from the temple. Look, I'm not here for the party. But yes, you are. I was literally dragged in. So a very exciting time. Of course, my entire tin of coconut ice disappeared because they all took the sweets. And then I eventually left. So unique occurrences happen. One time I was just off of Ealing Road on one of the roads. And I knock on the door, and the husband and wife are having a battle. And the wife is literally throwing things at the husband. And I'm caught in between. Another time, I knock on a door and I'm chased around the dining table by a madman. But one of the unique times when I knock on the door, and this is East London, and this was Marathon 1990. And the Marathon 1990, I vividly recollect, because the GBC had such a wonderful arrangement made for the marathon. There was a huge poster. Do you think, you know, if Sutapa Prabhu makes nice arrangements, the GBC make better on a global level? They had this wonderful 6-foot poster of Srila Prabhupada, and everyone was given a cassette, because there was no CDs that time, you know, it was a cassette player. And the cassette had the theme, and the song was so sweet, and we were just, you know, intoxicated with the song. And the song went, Prabhupada is calling, come out and sankirtan, distribute books and be happy. It's a worldwide marathon. It's supposed to rhyme, the American accent. distribute books and be happy. It's a worldwide marathon. So continuously, we were listening to this in the car. This was the, you know, the cliche. So I knock on this door, and it's a Gujarati person, opens the door, and I was shocked who it was, because it was my very own uncle who would open the door. I had no idea that this chap is living here, not at all God conscious, what to speak of Nityananda conscious, he's not conscious at all. And he's in his boxer shorts, and it's literally, it's December, it's snowing outside. And he looks at me, and he said, are you my nephew? Because I think my nephew's joined the temple. And I said to him, no, sir, I'm not him. It could be someone else. Please take a suite. This is from the temple. Please take a suite. We have the yearly calendar. Could you give a donation? I knew he's not going to give anything, because he's not at all religious. He said to me, he was wondering, because he's still pondering, that is this guy my nephew? And he said to me, hang on a minute, I'll just see what change I've got in the living room. Now, it doesn't occur to him that invite me in. You know, generally when you do knock on doors, you know, nice people do invite you in. Once you're in the house, then it's much, much easier to present. Then you could even do a Bhagavatam set or a CC set. But I'm standing there in the cold. He goes out, he goes down into the living room, wherever he goes, comes back, and he said, oh, I can't find any change. And I said to him, well, don't worry, you can give me some notes. You must have some notes. And he said, no. I said, look, if you don't have any notes, you can write me a check. You can have, you know, right. I'm trying to really engage him somehow. And then he scratches his head and he says, oh, are you sure you're not my nephew? And I say to him, you know, sir, I may have been in the previous life, but I'm not in this life. Would you like to make a donation? You've taken my calendar, by the way. He's left the calendar in the living room. And then eventually, you know, he comes back again and he says to me, I'm sorry, but I just can't find anything to give to you. And I say to him, you know, uncle, here's some Mahaprasad. Don't worry about it. You know, when you get the opportunity, make sure it's in this lifetime. Come to the temple. And I leave. And I'm thinking, I didn't get my donation. The door shuts. The third door down shuts, because many of the doors shut. I come out of the garden, and this guy's running after me in his boxer shorts. And he said, you're definitely my nephew. And I say to him, I may have been in the previous existence once again, but would you like to give a donation? And he pulls out a 5-pound note and he hands it to me. Finally, I hit a jackpot. I never see him again for many, many years until one of my cousins passed away. Because generally, you know, you meet at funerals. At weddings, but more so funerals. And there I am in bright orange cloth, shaved, and he sees that it's me. Finally ticks to him that it's my nephew. So anyway, time is ticking. There's a lot more content here. I wanted to conclude, as I normally do, with a poem which I want to share with you. However, I don't think I can do so, for it's gone past 8:30. And any questions are not really palatably accepted, but comments and corrections are. However, Vaishnava Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, Vaishnava Sarvabhuma has the question of how can we approach Lord Nityananda? Is that right? How is Lord Nityananda approached? Lord Nityananda is a unique personality. And to approach him, we have to go through our parampara. Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON parampara. For he's at the top of the ladder. He's the Adi Guru. Is he not so? He's the Adi Guru. He's the top man. He's the boss. And we approach him, we pray to him through our parampara. That's as far as I can go with that one. Any comments, corrections, gladly accepted. Questions?